Hello everyone, this is for the Blind Geek Zone. Today is September 15th, 2013. And today I'm doing a podcast on the HP G61 laptop. I purchased this from Walmart in the year 2010. I think I got it January the 7th. And I'm going to go over where everything is on the laptop, the specifications of it, and things of that sort. I'll start out with the specifications. This laptop has an AMD Semperon 122.10 gigahertz processor, 3 gigabytes of RAM, a 250 gigabyte hard drive, Windows 7 Home Premium, and ATI Radeon 4200 graphics card. And by the way, this laptop also does HD. This has a Realtek HD sound card. It also has a micro SD card reader and a DVD burner, DVD player, CD burner, ROM drive. Now, we're going to go over where everything is on this laptop. We will start out with the right-hand side. The first thing, if you run your hand along the side of the laptop, the right side, you will find the CD tray. Directly above that is your first USB 2.0 port. Above that is your second USB 2.0 port. Directly above that, you have your dial-up modem. Yes, this does have a dial-up modem. So, those of you who cannot get cable, internet, or DSL, you can use that. And then directly above the dial-up modem, you have your power adapter jack. And then directly above that, you have absolutely nothing. Around the back, you have absolutely nothing. But on the left-hand side, you have a little vent. It's on the back. Okay, moving around to the left. This, by the way, this laptop is 15.6 inches, if that helps anybody in any way. On the left-hand side, you have a hole for a lock. So this is to basically prevent theft of the laptop. And below that lock hole, you have a little vent. Below that is your VGA port. Below that is your 1 gigabit Ethernet port. Below that's your HDMI port. And below that is your third USB port. Below that is your micro SD card slot. And then you have two audio jacks on the front, one to the left and one to the right. The first one on the left is your microphone jack, and to the right of that is your headset jack. Oh, I forgot to mention, this laptop comes with 1 gigabit Ethernet card, and it also comes with a wireless B/G/N wireless card. So you're very good there. Now, I'm going to go over the upper, or the main part of the laptop. Okay, this laptop does have a full QWERTY keyboard like normal, but on the very right hand side you have your numeric your numpad. Yes, this laptop does come with a numpad. It's one thing that I really love, because in C2 most laptops don't come with that. Then you have your speakers on the upper right and left hand corners. Your power button is located above your F8, and your wireless card button is located above your F9. Then you also have your touchpad, but above the pad you have a button to turn on and off the touchpad. This laptop is silver in color, and I paid about $500-something for my laptop, so I got a very good deal on it. This laptop is a very good laptop. The reviews I read about this, the only problem that I have with this, let me lift up off the cooling pad so I can describe it a little bit more to you on the bottom. On the bottom, you have 3 vents and 5 little rubber feet. On the bottom, these vents are not so much open as they should be to allow better cooling of the laptop. So this does make an attempt to, I guess you could say, overheat, as it were. So that's the only issue that I would see with it there. I get about 5 to 6 hours of battery life on this laptop. So that's really good for me. And the only I'm going to have to replace the right control key on it because mine is broke. But anyway, I did replace the battery for it. You can get a battery from Amazon for about $40 or $50 if you get this laptop from Walmart and then eventually your battery starts dying like mine did. It kept coming up saying consider replacing the battery. But anyway, all in all, this is a very good laptop. You can go to HP.com and take a look at this laptop. This is the HP G61 laptop. It has I saw one on the internet on the HP website, and they have one that has Windows 8 on it. But this did come with Norton antivirus already installed and Office 2007 already installed. But if you uninstall any of these programs, because they are 60-day trials, which I would recommend you uninstall them, the Office 2007 and the Norton antivirus, because you can always put your own on there and you won't void the warranty. This does come with a year warranty. So, that's my podcast for today. This is my first one that I have ever done. Actually, I tried to do one sending it to Blind Cool Tech, but it wouldn't upload. So, I'm trying the Blind Geek Zone. Anyway, you can go on Walmart.com and look for this laptop, HP.com, call HP, you can ask them questions, or you can email me at ray214@gmail.com. That's ray214@gmail.com. I hope you have enjoyed this podcast, and if you have any comments or questions, feel free to email me. And also, my Skype is RAYMAN855. That's RAYMAN855. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.